into hour number two. I want to hit in this short segment a really important story. I mean, in and of itself, it's just ridiculous, but it's a tactic the deep state globalists are using. So last night, Kamala Harris's official ex-presidential candidate installed by the deep state Twitter account, X account, put out a fake letter, supposedly from Tucker Carlson. And they said, oh, you know, Tucker, even though we disagree with you politically, thank you for agreeing we should ban guns, you know, confiscate semi-automatics. And I'll show you an overhead shot of the letter. And again, they don't say Tucker Carlson, but they're clearly saying it's Tucker Carlson. It's a fraud. And that's just like they do saying Taylor Swift and Beyonce are probably going to be at this tonight, but somebody special will be at the DNC. They did the same thing in Dearborn, Michigan 3 weeks ago. And I was the first to catch on to that because I saw people complaining, where is Taylor Swift? I'm like, she's in Europe, dummies. But they're looking for the constituents they can con. So they put this letter out that even Tucker Carlson supports banning guns. It's like the fake headlines. Alex Jones says in court he's an actor. Where's the clip? Where's the video? Where'd I ever say that? That I'm fake. Never said it. They said Tucker says he's an actor. Made up. Remember that story from years ago? So Tucker trolled her back very quickly this morning. A letter from a fan, Tucker Carlson said. And it's signed Kamala. And he says, Dear Tucker, I can't believe I'm writing you this. And it's written like an 8-year-old girl wrote it, little hearts and stuff. I can't believe I'm, or maybe a 10-year-old girl. You know, remember getting these love letters in middle school, little hearts on them. Dear Tucker, I can't believe I'm writing you this letter. But here goes. Honestly, I never thought we had all that much in common since college. I've considered myself moderately progressive in the sense that I don't believe in law enforcement, national borders, or the right of American citizens to exercise fundamental human autonomy. You seem like you were coming from a totally different place. I thought I disagreed with you on everything. Boy, was I wrong. The other night, I was looking at the internet and saw your conversation with Bobby Kennedy Jr. There wasn't a word I disagreed with, not one. I turned to Montel and said, I was very wrong about this man. So, so very wrong. The way he talks, he's so bold and wise and strong. He's immovable, like a towering oak tree in a windstorm. He sways gently, never breaks his trunk. It's so broad and firm and rooted in the earth. I can't imagine the size of his root ball. God, who wrote this? Probably Tucker. I was so impressed, or Lexi or somebody. So thank you. You've shown me something about myself, if and about the world. I will never forget it until we meet OXOXO, heart with a little arrow through it and a smiley face. Isn't that just sweet? Kamala Harris wrote that to Tucker. Now, of course, we're admitting it's a joke. We're admitting it's satire. They didn't do that. They tried to deceive people because it's all they've got. Oh, there they are in Michigan to see her arrive. And they stuck the whole crowd on the tarmac to make it look big using deception. But it was still, you know, 10,000 people at least. Normally she gets like 100. Seriously, we've shown that. Most of them about 100 people, some like 50. But they told them Taylor Swift was going to be there. And they came boiling out. Also, a bunch of unions ordered them to be there. So, caught red-handed. I was just so wrong about this man. So, so very wrong. The way he talks, he's so bold and wise and strong. He's immovable like a towering oak in the windstorm. He sways gently, but never breaks. His trunk is so broad and firm and rooted in the earth. I can't imagine the size of his root ball. I was so impressed. So, thank you. You've shown me something about myself and about the world. I will never forget it until we meet Kamala. That's why I love Tucker. So ridiculous. Yeah, Tucker, when I go and speak to a giant crowd of probably 30, 40,000 in Pennsylvania on the 23rd, he won't need any AI and he won't need to say that Beyonce is going to be there. We're going to be there. You're going to be there. Stay with us.
For First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Got a jam-packed second, third, and fourth hour today. Daniel Esselin with huge breaking news on the wars, on the election, on the arrest. Now they're getting ready to charge him of the founder of Telegram. It's actually bigger than Twitter globally. This is a big deal. And Macron lured him there, saying he wanted to have dinner with him. That's confirmed. That's the police said that. That's mainstream news. Steve Kirsch, incredible tech guru and titan and expert on the poison shots and all the huge developments. He hasn't been on about 4 months. That's going to be big. Dr. Kirk Elliott pops in on some big economic developments as well. Now, I want to get to the story I touched on at the end of the last hour about why suddenly, and I'm seeing this a lot of places, it's a talking point, from mouthpieces like the New York Times of the establishment, that Kamala is a disaster. For a month, we've been told she's the second coming of Christ and is the most eloquent, incredible orator and super genius since Einstein and Leonardo da Vinci met Wernher von Braun. But that is not the case. So I'm going to give you my take on that in a moment. But first, I got to get to this clip because RFK Jr. nails it when he explains the carbon tax that attacks what plants breathe, and carbon dioxide has been way higher in Earth's history, and it's good for all life, and they lied about it making sea levels rise. They haven't risen 1 millimeter. Just ask Obama and everybody buying Nostrich front property at 1 foot above sea level. It's supposed to be all underwater by now. The ice cap's supposed to be melted, and, you know, first it was supposed to be 2009, then 2017, and now they say 2030. It's pure crap. But they distract from the GMOs and the 5Gs and the genetic engineering and the chemtrailing, which he's now talking about, which is going on. It's government programs. There is no chemtrailing because that's a layman's term, but there is geoengineering going on. And Bill Gates, the Department of Energy, run it. And it's quasi-secret, but even the CIA director under Obama gave a press conference and admitted they're doing it. That's poisoning everything with aluminum dioxide, barium salts. So I'm going to play clip 5, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The Democrats have become subsumed in the carbon orthodoxy. It's a religion. But they don't care about the gender-bending chemicals, the endocrine disruptors that on record make the frogs, depending on the study, upwards of 90% of them not want to have sex with females and start having sex with males. And then member David Hogg and others said, well, what's wrong with that? Gay frogs are great. Then there's no more frogs. Some species are almost extinct because of the allowable amount of atrazine in the water in studies by Berkeley and others. Sterilize them, gender bend them. And in utero, doesn't make a male fetus female, but deadens the male attributes to the point of sometimes the boys have vaginas, but they still have male chromosomes. So it is in the water. And I don't hate people that feel like they're a girl because their mother got atrazine and other chemicals when they were pregnant in the first trimester, particularly in the first few weeks when the zygote's growing. And then like a few weeks in, the sex starts manifesting. And so I've talked about this for decades. They've had all the national news attack me for it. But now, boys, it's mainstream, and the lawsuits are flowing, and that's good because this is going to get turned around. There's lots of chemicals that don't do this. They chose strategically these chemicals in the U.S. It's been exported. Other countries banned it 30, 40 years ago. And I'm just mentioning atrazine. There's a bunch of these, and I've had top chemists on, Dr. Conant, so many over the years, to break this down. And now they admit last week fluoride is destroying your IQ, destroying fertility, giving you cancer. And they go, well, it doubled the recommended level. Well, the UN recommends 0.5% per million. The U.S. puts 1.6 in. So that's triple. And they test some water supplies. They're putting 3 parts per million in. I mean, and you look at stuff like powdered eggs has it in it. This is being done on purpose. It's rat poison. Look it up. They got rid of it in the 50s because it was dangerous to humans, but put it in your water. You just dusted it, fluoride powder, and if a rat or a mouse or a bug walked through it, dead in just a few days. They lick their feet. They get it on because of the skin. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So here's Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
You're seeing this just this big alignment, and even on environmental issues. It's so weird to me because the Democrats have become subsumed in this carbon orthodox. And you and I have talked about this, that the only issue is carbon. And what that's done is it's forced them to do something that you should never do if you're an environmentalist, which is to commoditize and quantify everything. So everything is measured by its carbon footprint, how many tons of carbon it produces. And, you know, you're basically, you're putting everything in that kind of box of being able to quantify it and explain its value by a numerically. And the reason that we protect the environment is just the opposite of that. The reason that we protect the environment is because there's a spiritual connection. There's a, you know, there's a love that we have. I got into the environment because I wanted, you know, this connection to the fishes and the birds and the wildlife and the whales. And the Purple Mountains majesty, and that, you know, I understood that the way, you know, God talks to human beings through many vectors, through each other, through organized religion, through the great prophets, through the wise people, the great books of those religions, but nowhere with the kind of detail and texture and grace and joy as through creation. And when we destroy nature, we diminish our capacity to sense the divine, to understand who God is and what our own potential is and duties are as human beings. And that,
I hope what you just said, by the way, is chopped up and put all over every social media platform in the world. When we destroy nature, we degrade our own ability to experience the divine.
Yeah. And that, you know, it's not about quantifying stuff. That's what the devil does. He quantifies everything, right? And that is, you know, what he wants us doing. Put a number on it. And the reason we're preserving these things is because we love our children, you know, and it's because we get, nature enriches us. It enriches us economically and spiritually and culturally and historically. It connects us to those 10,000 generations of human beings that were here before there were laptops. And it, you know, and it connects us to the most important spiritual lesson. All of the organized religions in, you know, that we know of today, the central revelation of every one of those religions always occurred in the wilderness. You know, Moses had to go into the wilderness to listen to hear God's voice and see the burning bush. He had to go to the wilderness of Mount Sinai to get the commandments. Muhammad who was a city boy from Mecca, had to go to the wilderness of Mount Hera on a camping trip with his kids and wrestle the angel Gabriel in the middle of the night and have the first stanzas of the surahs of the Quran squeezed from him. Buddha had to go into the wilderness to sit under the, you know, and wander for years and then sit under the Bodhi Gaya tree to get his first revelation of nirvana. And Christ had to spend 40 days in the wilderness to discover his divinity for the first time. And his mentor was John the Baptist, who lived in a cave in the Jordan Valley and ate honey of wild bees and locusts. And, you know, and then all of Christ's parables come from nature. I'm the vine, you are the branches, the mustard seed, the little swallows, the scattering the seeds on the fallow ground. Because that is where we sense the divine. God talks to us through the fishes, the birds, the leaves. They're all, you know, words from our Creator. And that is why we preserve nature.
Yes.
It's not because of the, you know, it's not because the, it, you know, the quantity of carbon. And by the way,
I feel what you said so deeply, I can hardly even express it. And thank you for saying that.
They want a global AI system that tracks all your activities and taxes and controls you with a social credit score. That's why they want it. We're the carbon they want to reduce. It's the new Ponzi scheme. It's got to be stopped. And they tell white people they're bad because they're white. They tell men they're bad because they're men. They tell people that have a little bit of money in the West, you're greedy, you're bad, the DNC, when they're the richest people in America. The politicians, per capita. Democrats have over 70% of the wealth. They want you guilty. They want you hating yourself. And Alex Stein did like a 15-minute video of one of his crew members, toddlers. I'm only going to play a short clip of it. Last night, he did it on a show out of the Blaze operation. And it looks preposterous to be telling a two-year-old or year and a half-old, you're bad because you're white, and the baby doesn't understand why he's saying it. But that's how they're teaching this in preschool. They're teaching it in elementary school. They're teaching it in middle school. They're teaching it in high school. They're teaching it in college. They're teaching it in the corporations. I mean, IBM came out this year and said, we're not hiring any more white people because you're bad, because you've got a leg up. You look at the top nine wealthiest groups per capita in the West, it's Asians. They're not spending their time on average running around complaining. They're working. It's not white people. And good for the Asians being wealthy and successful. We need that. So this is disgusting. So this seems like satire, but it's not even satire. Here's Alex Stein.
You realize that you're a white person and you're responsible for all of black people's problems? Because at one point, your ancestors owned slaves. Yes, they did. I don't care what they tell you. Even if you're not related to them, you being white is oppressive to a whole group of people. You are an oppressor. Do you understand that? The earlier you understand that you're an oppressor to not only black people, but also Hispanic people that are here illegally. Yes, you are. You are oppressing illegals.
I mean, it just seems ridiculous, but that's what they're, and they're also trying, they have pledges in places like Minnesota where the teachers have to brainwash kids, particularly autistic, and say, you're really a girl, if you're a boy, you're a, you know, if you're a boy, you're a girl, if you're a girl, you're a boy, or something else. The kids just think they're playing make-believe. Then they go, oh, you're in a file when you're age 7, that you really think you're another sex, or when you're 5, they put you in a file. And then they keep it secret in the schools all over the country. Texas, you know, even supposedly red states have these jurisdictions, these districts doing this. And then they progress throughout the school with a secret file and give you lawyers and give you social workers through Planned Parenthood and other groups that induce you into a program that will chemically or surgically sterilize you. This is a cult run by the intelligence agencies with the biggest funders and financiers and BlackRock supporting it and behind it. Waltz didn't just put tampons in all the boys' rooms in public schools and colleges with a giant government grant and a law. He wants to cut their genitals off, and that's being done all over the country. And that should be a litmus test that if you're in that cult, you shouldn't be a dog catcher. Now, I'm going to get later into Kamala and why the deep state's starting to turn against her before the hour ends. But I want to go to our guest. I asked him to come on today because he does a great job, and the listeners love him, breaking this down. He's an economist, Dr. Kirk Elliott. The promise of interest rate hikes causes silver to soar. Kamala's back with another communist plan, not just price fixing or free houses for illegals, but a plan to tax capital gains at almost 70%. That would kill the economy so quickly, it'll make your head spin. Democrat Party communist policies have been in control of White House for 12 of the last 16 years, yet Trump gets the blame. We've got video on that. Buffett sells another $1 billion in Bank of America stock. already dumped over half his Apple stock. U.S. budget spends 82.9% of all revenue on entitlements and debt. The Federal Reserve, Powell takes and talks about a rate hike in September and lies about their fight against inflation. We got precious metals updates. We got a global agenda update on BRICS and so much more. So let's get started in the limited time we have right now with Dr. Kirk Elliott of KEPM.com/gold. If you want silver, if you want gold at the lowest prices you're going to find, ready delivered now, this is the place to go. And you've seen gold and silver continue to soar with all the inflation and all the industry developments and all the new discoveries where these metals are needed. You are crazy if you have extra assets and you are not seriously giving them a call, and they're not going to rush sell you. They're going to try to find out what you need. Dude, I'm just going to plug up front because he's not even here to plug, but we're going to do it. KEPM.com/gold, and he's a huge sponsor. That is a 360 win, KEPM.com/gold. Dr. Kirk Elliott, great to have you here with us today.
It's so great to be with you, Alex.
Where do you want to start? You sent me, as usual, a great breakdown.
You know, let's start with the interest rate reductions that Jerome Powell just had their meeting with the Fed at Jackson Hole, Wyoming, right? So they always have these meetings and they come out with what the policy is going to look like. Well, now for literally, Alex, over a year, they've said, we're going to lower interest rates. We're going to lower interest rates. And because we've won this battle against inflation, right? Well, if they would have won the battle against inflation, they would have lowered interest rates already. So that tells us that they actually have not, because they're reluctant to do so. But now we're entering into election season and they've got to do something, because if they keep interest rates where they are at these lofty levels, they go into vote with a massive recession. And it was Bill Clinton that said it really good. It's like, it's the economy, stupid. It's your wallet. People are going to vote with their wallets, right? So they do not want to go into November in a massive recession. So they're going to take what they think, and this is where they may be wrong, is the lesser of two evils. And they're just going to lower interest rates some, like what we've said they were going to do. We've said numerous times on this show that they were going to lower them once, maybe twice before the election. Now I'm guessing twice, because they have to try to stimulate the economy so people can go into the voting booth happy that they're doing a good job. They're not going to trick anybody, right? So here's this meeting at Jackson Hole, and they said they're going to lower interest rates, and they're actually lying about it, what they're going to do, because how do you slow down inflation, and you have to actually raise interest rates. That's how you do it. So Powell, in his announcement, said, we've done everything to get inflation down to 2%. This is our goal. It's like, you haven't done everything to get that down, because you're printing money like there's no tomorrow. That is inflation. That's inflation. So here's where, remember last week when we were speaking on the show, we talked about what happens when the Fed lowers interest rates to stimulate the economy. Silver, on average, goes up over 300% every single time they lower interest rates. So going back to the year 2000, excuse me, we had interest, excuse me, I have something in my throat. We had basically 9/11 destroyed the economy. And so they had to lower interest rates to get the economy afloat again. After that, in 2001, silver went up 414%, right? And then in 2008, 2009, when we had the big massive subprime meltdown, what did they do? They lowered interest rates down to a ZERP, a zero interest rate policy. Silver went up over 440%. In COVID, in March of 2020, interest rates are already low. They lowered them a little bit, and silver went up over 100%. Now they're going to do it again, because they have to, Alex. They absolutely have to try to stimulate the economy so people don't vote in the midst of a recession. Look, silver is about to soar, and Jerome Powell tells us what's going to happen. So you've got this bad economy, and here's where the policies of the left are so extreme. So on that list of articles that I sent you, Kamala's backing Biden's tax plan. This thing is absolute flipping communism, Alex. So what is their tax plan? So they want to raise capital gains, yeah, that one right there, to 44.6%. So that means whenever you have an investment and you're selling it and there's a gain, you're paying the government almost 50%. No, they're not, because look at what they're doing before that. They want to now, part of this is an unrealized capital gains of 25%, meaning they want to tax you on something that you never sold, just on its value. So let's say, this is how insidious this is. Let's say that you had a house and it was worth $300,000 and it grew to $600,000. And so you have a $300,000 unrealized gain. I mean, you haven't sold it. It's just that's what it's worth. So what's the gain? $300,000. What's 25% of that? $75,000. So they would say, hey, Alex, you owe us $75,000 in an unrealized capital gain. And if you had no money in the bank, you're going to say, crap, now what am I going to do? I got tax bill of $75,000. I don't have any money. I'm going to have to sell it to make the money to pay the taxes. When you sell it, you get a realized capital gain of 44.6%. You just paid the government 70% of the value of that growth in stinking capital gains taxes.
So that's French level. Communism. That's French level taxation. I mean, that's as high as it gets.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Now, that's just the capital gains, and people still have income taxes and sales taxes and property taxes and everything else, right? So under this communism type plan where they want to take care of everybody, and you've got all these entitlements and you've got all these illegals coming across the border, and Chicago's been the net recipient of pretty much a lot of them, as has Denver, as I look out our window here. And so there's a story that I saw just 2 days ago about this guy in Chicago who has some kind of a loft downtown. His annual property taxes were $23,000 a year. Guess what it just went up to? $128,000 a year in taxes, which means he has to raise his rent by $5,000 a month just to pay the extra taxes. And so when the left in their communist thing say, we're going to attack the rich, who are they really attacking? The poor? The ones that voted for him, the underprivileged, because now nobody can rent that place without paying this exorbitant fee. And they thought they were attacking the wealthy when they're not. They're actually attacking everybody, even the people that they're pretending to help. This is why it is so incredibly important that Trump gets back into office and we pray for his success.
No, I totally agree, but let me just interrupt you. Let me interrupt you because you're hitting my pet peeve here. I love you, Dr. Elliott. I'm not saying you're wrong or bad, but you're being kind and you're not naive. Everybody, including Trump, goes, the Democrats are idiots. Don't they know when they skyrocket property taxes or increase capital gain taxes, that's just going to be passed on to the general public? They know when they cut off the pipelines and cut off the oil drilling and won't let us build coal power plants and shut down our power plants and increase prices on fertilizer, they know that squeezes the little guy. And the big private central banks in BlackRock during the lockdowns doubled their wealth and profits. The average globalist doubled their wealth, some tripled it. It's vertical integration. They've got unlimited capital, so when they squeeze everybody else, they stay in power. Let's come back and talk about that, and they get more power. I mean, it's simple. The environmentalists aren't wackos, folks. They're taking over everything. It's a power grab. COVID vax causes more heart damage than COVID virus and brain, blood, immune cancer, reproductive study. I mean, there's so many of these studies. What do you make of that?
This finally settled the question, Alex. The COVID vaccine causes myocarditis in young people, not the infection. It's a government false narrative. It's been propagated through the American College of Cardiology and other agencies that the infection causes myocarditis. It doesn't.
Looking at this, then, we see these headlines constantly. When you follow the article, there's no link, there's no proof. It just says COVID's a greater risk of heart problems than the shot, and then they just lie.
It's essentially a giant medical lie perpetrated by the American College of Cardiology, the CDC, the NIH. This is a false narrative, no confirmed cases by adjudication or autopsy, right. No hospitalizations and deaths. But the vaccine, I'm a cardiologist, Alex. I am knee deep in people with vaccine myocarditis causing heart failure. The vaccines do cause heart arrhythmias in some. It's inflammation in the heart, atrial fibrillation, sometimes ventricular arrhythmias.
COVID shots can enlarge and weaken the heart. Another study.
Heart failure can be an outcome of subclinical myocarditis. It's very important for people to realize they may not feel chest pain initially, but then they have the onset of effort intolerance, a pulmonary edema, congestion, and leg swelling. I have cases from Austin, Alex, referred up to my office. It's vaccine myocarditis and heart failure. They need treatment for this. The go-to is McCullough Protocol based spike protein detoxification with supplements available through onlinehealthnow.com.
Onlinehealthnow.com.
We have ample data now suggesting every cancer is increasing worldwide in virtually every organ system, and it's related to COVID-19 vaccines.
Now, I'm glad, Dr. McCullough, that you brought up how to detox, either whether you got COVID in the wild, which you know is a lot less from the studies, bad as taking the shots, but if you want to detox from it, you're one of the top research doctors out there, one of the, if not the most published. You have actually developed something, come up with something available at onlinehealthnow.com that you're saying is the go-to here. Spend a few minutes telling us about that anti-spike protein protocol.
It's the base of what we do now in long COVID and vaccine injury syndromes. It's caused because of accumulation of the spike protein from the infection, and in a massive doses from the vaccine, it gets stuck in the human body. We need to assist the body in clearing the spike protein. We have several years of observation, multiple peer-reviewed publications on this, very good support for doing this. It's nattokinase, which is a natural enzyme derived from the fermentation of soy. Japanese discovered it. Bromelain, a family of enzymes derived from the stems of pineapple, and then lastly, curcumin, derived from turmeric and Indian spice. These are all in capsule format. We give them in combination in between meals, and we're using accelerating doses. People are doing this across the world right now, Alex.
So you build up.
And we build up. Now listen, the initial starting doses were 2,000 units twice a day of natto. We're now going to 4,000 twice a day. We do give them in addition to blood thinners, and we have found sometimes it's the only way to dissolve the blood clots. When people get large vaccine blood clots, the blood thinners just hold it steady. They don't dissolve them. We actually have to give thrombolytic enzymes. That's McCullough Protocol-based spike protein detoxification.
And people can find out all the details of that at onlinehealthnow.com.
That's the go-to place. The wellness company provides, really the leading quality and the leading formulation. So the spike formulation has not only nattokinase, but five minor ingredients. We combine that with the curcumin and the bromelain for what we think is the ultimate spike detox trio. Onlinehealthnow.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now, I wasn't really getting on to Dr. Kirk Elliott. He's just a polite gentleman. We talk a lot off air. He knows it's a conscious plan to implode the economy. We just, in my humble view, need to really get it straight in our minds. Yeah, Kamala's a complete idiot and just a puppet in an empty suit. But the people controlling this do not want you to be successful. They do not want you to be middle class because they don't want you to be independent. They want you domesticated. And you've got the Democrats in control for 12 of the last 16 years of the government trying to tell you now that the problems of the economy are Trump. Here's a clip of CNN, though, saying the truth out loud.
In all these speeches, as good as they were, is that she's in the White House right now. Democrats have controlled the White House for 12 of the last 16 years. And for all of the talk about division and the problems in the country and people are hurting, Democrats have mostly controlled this country. Trump had it for four. The Obamas and Biden had it for the rest of the time. And somehow, it's still all Trump's fault, and somehow she hasn't been at the center of it. So to me, that's still the glaring hole in this campaign that hasn't yet been solved at the convention. How do you explain all of the problems that will be solved by the person who is currently in there for the last 3.5 years who is supposed to already be working on solving it. But
well, they look like deer in the headlights there, Dr. Elliott. Speak to that, and then you got caught up on the break making your point that they are wrecking the economy.
Well, they are, and we do talk a lot off air, and I fully agree. They're doing it on purpose because, yeah, Kamala might be an idiot, right? But the people that are managing this thing are not. They're just evil. And when you look at 12 of the last 16 years, this guy is right. He's absolutely right. Trump gets the blame for everything. But you know what Kamala's doing? She's blaming Trump, and she's inadvertently or maybe advertently blaming Biden too. She said, you know, we have had inflation over the last 4 years and I'm going to fix it. And we've had this, and people are having this huge disconnect. It's like, wait a second. She was in the stinking White House. This is part of her problem, but yet she's sort of blaming Biden because she's saying there's been inflation and people can't afford to live and people in America can't afford groceries. This is why I want to put a price cap on groceries. It's like, wait a second, lady, these were your policies. You were in office, right? So it's this weird messaging that's going on, but they are trying to destroy it completely because they want all people control. And so the way that I can look at that and really exemplify that is by simply going to whitehouse.gov and looking at the federal budget. So this goes back, and you and I have talked, oh man, I think it was the very first show that we ever did. We talked about a little bit about the fall of Rome. Well, this reminded me of that show way back last year, where Rome fell, Alex, when 1/3 of the population of Rome was getting entitlements of some sort and handouts, you know, free food, free grain, whatever. Well, when you look at where America is today, see, they fell because of the weight of the entitlements. They could not support it anymore through taxation. So what happens now? Look at where we are with our budget. If you go to this table that I have in those charts here, the mandatory programs, what do we spend every single year in the year 2024? $1.4 trillion on Social Security, $842 billion on Medicare, $556 on Medicaid. Other mandatory programs like women, infant, children programs, food stamps, whatever, comes to $3.916 trillion is what we spend on mandatory payments and handouts. Okay. Now, what do we bring in as a nation? $4.72 trillion. That means we're at like 83% of everything that we bring in as a nation is mandatory payments, food stamps, and entitlements, those kind of things, right? So now, here's the massive problem moving forward, and that is the interest payment on our debt, because our debt is we're pushing $34 trillion, $35 trillion in this massive, horrible debt spiral. Well, the interest only on that, you know, according to the budget, is $796 billion. According to the current numbers with these inflated interest rates that we have, we're pushing $1 trillion a year in interest-only payments. So you add the interest plus what we spend on Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, women, infant, children programs, Social Security, it's basically 100% of everything that we bring in as a nation goes out just towards entitlements, mandatory payments, and interest. You can't run the country with zero left. Literally, zero is left for infrastructure, for education, for Department of Defense, for everything else. There's
so we're coming to the end. We're coming to the end of the bubble. They've drained the strategic oil reserve. They know we're at the end. And what are they going to pull? What are they going to do to jump us onto the new global currency? You'll still have dollars, but it'll be denominated in that central ledger, and that's in your list at the end of the talk today, but we should probably start going through that because you sent me a lot. Let's start here. Warren Buffett sells more Bank of America shares, reaping $982 million. So again, he's moving against his bank stocks, moving against his tech stocks. What does this signify?
Well, he's a smart investor, right? The Oracle of Omaha. He's supposed to be this really smart investor guy, and he's not stupid. He's a multi-billionaire, one of the richest people in the world. What is he signifying by selling all this Bank of America? He's sold over $5 billion worth of Bank of America. It used to be his second largest holding. What does he think? Bank stocks are not going to do well. Why would bank stocks not do well? Because under Bidenomics, when people aren't spending money because their wages are down or they're losing their jobs and inflation is persisting and the cost of borrowing is going up and taxes are through the roof, he knows that there's going to be delinquencies and ultimately defaults at the banks. He's getting out of Dodge. That's what that tells me, because this isn't small chump change that he's saying, I'm just going to reallocate some of my position.
And you've been saying this is, he's been nothing but bullish on it until now. You've been saying she's been coming on for 10 months that this is imminent, and now it's beginning.
It is. And we're seeing what started this was Japan, you know, and Japan starting to default on its treasuries and had to raise interest rates. And now that amazing, you know, free money, the Japanese yen carry trade that we've had for decades is going away, which means people could borrow yen at zero, use that money and invest it elsewhere. Now that Japan's raising rates, that game is over. The gig is done, right? So this is going to impact the global economy in a huge way. And I think Warren Buffett knows that, right? So here's where, moving forward, if we don't have any kind of built-in demand for our currency, because we're no longer the petrodollar, because currencies, they don't want it, they're dumping U.S. treasuries. I mean, China is dumping close to $1 trillion worth of U.S. treasuries, you know, like now, as we speak. It's like, that would be almost everything that they have left, according to reports.
So this is a race out of the dollar. More countries are joining the BRICS. What's the timeline here?
Now. I mean, literally the timeline is now. It's right underneath our nose. So before, earlier in the year, I thought, okay, this was all going to be done probably close to the election, right? Because you're going to...
No, you predicted this would all go down before the election.
Yeah. You know, over the summer, I thought that this would all happen. And so now we're here and this stuff is happening. But when we don't have the petrodollar, Alex, when there's no built-in demand for our currency, in other words, because oil settlements are no longer traded in the dollar, we're going to have to print our way out of all of this mess, out of all of it. So I have this chart on here, demise of the dollar, right? So this is what happened to the German mark after World War One. So World War One, Germany bombed the living daylights out of the other countries, right? And then the Treaty of Versailles came in the early 1900s, international treaty, and said, hey, Germany, you got to repay all your war debts. And they said, what? We thought we won. It's like, no, you got to pay them back. So they abandoned the gold standard. Gold used to back the German Rentenmark is what it was. And then they changed the name of it to the German Mark. But look at what this is. So what did it take in German Marks to buy 1 ounce of gold? In January of 1919, 170. And 1 year later, 1340. 1 year after that, 1349. And then 3976, and then 372,000, and then 710,000 just 4 months after that. And then it goes to numbers that I think they're in the trillions. 1.3 trillion 6 months after that. The next month, 87 trillion to buy 1 ounce of gold. See, this is what happens when you start to print your way out of debt. Start to print your way and you devalue your currency and the rest of the world no longer wants it. You go into this devaluation inflationary spiral. And it's, we're not talking about some third world country here, Alex. Germany was the big kid on the block back then. They had a vibrant arts district. They had a big military. They had,
they had the best chemical and industrial systems.
Absolutely. They had all of that. And so here's, okay, this is the parallel that we have today. Big kid on the block, doing great, abandoned the gold standard, inflationary pressures, couldn't pay it back. Mommies and daddies were putting their babies on the stair steps of fire stations because they couldn't afford to feed them. So then, this was post-World War One. Then Hitler comes marching in and campaigned on this promise of hope and change. And he said, hey, everybody, I'll fix this. You know, just vote for me. And they did. The worst dictator in the history of the world almost gets voted in voluntarily, right? Because of an economic collapse. So I'm looking, and I'm not comparing Kamala to Hitler, right? But I'm saying these These things, you've got a bad economy. People can't afford to live. We will willingly give up our freedoms in exchange for an absolute communist, right, who wants to tax us at 70%, who wants to strip away our freedoms. And then you've got all these other dumb policies that are just ravaging America. I know that.
But you just explained it. That's why Klaus Schwab said we're going to collapse the world economy with the Great Reset to build back better. That's why they want to wreck it on purpose, because they think we're so stupid. They'll wreck it, blame conservative capitalist policies, and then bring in something far worse.
Way worse. Way worse. Which. What is way worse than that? Well, way worse than that is bringing in a system of electronic digital money where they know everything about you, everything you spend, your buying habits, your preferences, everything. And they say, okay, we don't like you, Kirk, or we don't like you, Alex, or we don't like you, Jane Doe, because of the church you give to or anything else. And we're just going to cut you off from your money with the flip of a switch. It's like, don't think it can happen. Look what happened when CrowdStrike went down. Everything shut down. Right. It's like people couldn't even travel. They couldn't do anything. I was talking to Maria Z, which you know and love. She's amazing. Well, in Australia, they're doing similar things. They're going doing real ID. New Zealand, they're doing the same thing. Indonesia, they're doing the same thing. It's like this is happening right now, right underneath our nose. And we're kind of unaware that this is why we need to shout it from the rooftop. So as we're like focused on, you know, this horrible election process and all this stuff and, you know, things that don't really matter sometimes, like Taylor Swift's outfit or whatever, you've got 159 countries that have now signed on, ready to use the BRICS, central bank digital currency payment system. What does that mean? That means they're going to use the BRICS common currency instead of the US dollar for trading back and forth. That kills all the demand for the dollar. It's like, well, Kirk, is that even close? Are they even close to having a BRICS common currency? Well, yeah, they are. It's close to completion. There's a meeting on October 21st and October 22nd in Russia. And what are they going to say there? They're actually planning on voting in the common currency for the BRICS nations in Russia in 2 months. And you've already got 159 countries that are signed off on it that said, we're not going to use the US dollar anymore. We're going to use this other kind of common currency. And then there's an article on Zero Hedge where the BRICS currency, common currency, is ready for crypto to have a digital currency. And this is where it becomes really dangerous, because When you're the BRICS nations, Alex, and what is China doing? Allocating into gold. They've got 30,000 tons of gold to back their currency. They're using that as this dangling carrot to say, hey, world, come into our central bank digital currency. The door is wide open and ready for you. And as soon as you go in, and what's the carrot to get people to go through the door? A gold-backed currency. Once you go through, they slam the door and you never get out. See, this
and
is
you also
problem.
Sent some graphs on how much trouble China's in. And I want to hit that news and the model for the global pandemic treaty they want to use for global martial law is New Zealand and places like Italy. You sent me some documents on that. Before we go any further, though, people, I only promote things that I know are great. I use the analogy. The water filtration system we sell is the highest rated gravity-fed stainless steel filter. Cuts out thousands of things at non-detectable levels. It's portable, great in your house, great in your business, great in your cabin, everywhere. You get that at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the same thing. I go out and find the best gold and silver company that's got the best record, that's got the highest ratings, it's the biggest silver broker in America, 25-year overnight success case. You need to go to KEPM.com/gold. By going to /gold, we get the support and sponsorship. KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Call them. They'll give you a consultation. If you call after hours, they'll call you back in the morning. And they'll talk to you about your hopes and dreams and the different products they've got, the different things they can do. KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. They can convert IRAs, all sorts of other things. But the big thing is they don't even hold the gold and silver. They have depositories that just ship it right to you. It's a flat low rate, nothing to sell it back. If you're going to get into gold and silver, which is a default smart move in my view, I don't mean it's so easy to say that. It's like if you're going into the desert, you need a hat and water. And probably, you know, communication, and a map. I mean, this is like taking a canteen of water into the desert, or probably two or three canteens if we're going to be out there for a few days. This is an absolute no-brainer, and it supports the broadcast. It's the best place to go, KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3000. And you see gold and silver steadily going up with all these different factors, but I wouldn't even get it for that. It's because it really just protects you from the inflation. I don't even see it as an investment. I see it as a escape boat, as a lifeboat. So whether it's a little silver, a bunch of silver, a little gold, a lot of gold, now is the time. But Kirk will tell you, gold's not the way to go right now because silver keeps outperforming. It's got a lot more to grow. Yeah, gold's going up, but you can buy a lot more silver, and then later when gold skyrockets even faster, the evidence shows it should be going that direction, we believe, then you're able to take the profits from silver and then move into gold if that's what you're wanting. Kirk, tell people for a few minutes when we get back to the news, but the real important move is to call you. Such a no-brainer. People really should do it right now. I mean, just look at the evidence. It's just, there's not a sure thing in this world except a relationship with God, okay? And the fact that mama loves you, at least most mothers do. But you need to get silver. You need to make the move right now at KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900. Write it down, folks. It's outperformed all other investments. And I'm not even saying get it for that. You can't trust the digital system. If you're all in cash, you're all in banks, you're nuts. The elites, the banks, the universities, the billionaires, they're buying gold and silver. And now they're admitting in the news that they're having major problems like they have it over here. Even supplying enough silver, so that's going to make it go up. The mines can't even keep the output, which you said. That's why globalists are buying gold. There's not enough silver for all the fake money they've got. There's not enough silver for them. So that's really why all the indicators are silver. Tell people about some of the services you've got.
Yeah, so we just want to protect and preserve people's assets, right? So we can do it through an IRA. Like if you have an IRA, don't ever do paper silver. It's not the same, right? Because your advisor will say, oh, let's do ETFs or mining shares or mutual funds, whatever. Not the same. If we're talking about silver, you got to do silver. Everything else is just paper. So we can do IRA rollovers. If it has IRA in the name, we can do it. Whether it's a simple, a SEP, a Roth, a traditional, an inherited, right? We can do old 401ks if it's from a previous employer, or even a current one if you're older than 59 and a half. So that's where the majority of people have their wealth tied up, is in a retirement plans. Most people don't know, Alex, you can do those into physical gold and silver. It's amazing. Or you can do it outside of an IRA where you take delivery of it at home or set up a depository account at a depository in Texas that we use. And it's very safe, 100% insured. It's incredible, right? So now, just setting those up is just what we do. They're like the bookends. But in between those, we'll always let you know when it's time to buy, sell, reallocate, do whatever needs to be done. We'll hold your hand through this economy because I don't expect my clients to actually watch the markets like a hawk. That's what we do, right? So we'll always let you know when it's time to do anything. And we send out a video email every single week letting you know my thoughts on the markets, what you should be joyful about and what you should be careful about. So that's what we do moving forward. Now, not all gold dealers are the same. Not all gold or silver is the same. There's something you should absolutely not touch. Well, what separates us from the masses is our simple, pricing practices, which are 0% when you liquidate. We don't charge anything. You get all of it. Whatever the depository is paying, you get all of that when you sell. When you purchase, it's 8%. That's it. 8% when you purchase, 0% when you liquidate. We'll help you out in between and make sure that you have a smile on your face.
And how much is silver up this year so far?
Oh, my word. So just in the last 4.5, 5 months, we're already up 35%, right? And so here's where, like the story that we talked about last time, the Samsung solid-state batteries, that's going to add so much demand for silver. But outside of that, industry analysts now, because of supply chain disruptions, high demand, inflationary pressures, are expecting silver to hit $50 by the end of this year. So we're at 30, Alex. So moving, that's like a 67% increase. Even if these economists are the dumbest people in the world and they get an F minus because they only get 50% of it right? That's still over 30% growth between now and the rest of the year. That's incredible. And so when our goal is to minimize risk and maximize return, this is actually the best time in history to allocate into silver. I'm not saying gold and silver are the greatest thing since sliced bread. during Trump and Reagan years, you know, it was stocks, bonds, mutual funds, those markets that actually did really well because of lowering taxes, lowering interest rates, job creation, wages were going up. We don't have that right now. We simply don't. So therefore, we navigate into strength. And now the analysts are now talking, 50 to 75 for this year. I used the low number. Next year, potentially triple digits because of all the military use of silver, the solar use in silver, the electric vehicle use in silver, like we talked about last week, which I think is the biggest story in the history of silver. If y'all didn't watch that show, you should go back in the archive and watch it. It was incredible. And this is where we want to make sure, Alex, that we are in the right place at the right time always.
And I mean, this is a no-brainer with the inflation and the industrial use. I want you to do 5 more minutes the next hour, then our special guest Steve Kirsch is joining us. But now, racing through, China on the verge of welfare state crumbles, explosion, social unrest, and youth unemployment soars, strike surge. That's what I was told by my sources in the Pentagon 10 years ago. This would start happening right about now. Then we've also got the new health scare they're pushing here and overseas with the UN treaty. Let's start getting into that.
So when people, when the left operates through a state of fear, wants to command and control and get people to vote for them or support their policies simply out of fear. Pandemics is one of them. When we know what happened during COVID to the economy, it destroyed it. Mom and pop businesses went out of business. People weren't going out and spending. Jobs were being lost. Inflationary pressures were going up because they had to print their way out of it with all the stimulus. I mean, pandemics are bad for the economy. Well, what's happening in Massachusetts right now? An ultra-liberal state. What are they saying? This encephalitis virus or whatever it is, this mosquito-borne thing. They're basically curfews from 6 o'clock at night. You can't be outside doing outdoor activities until October at the earliest, and probably even after that.
And they started this 4.5 years ago in key liberal areas. So they're trying to roll back out the lockdowns again.
They are. And so you also have the bird flu, which morphed into cow flu. And then you've got monkeypox, right? And nobody knows, well, boy, these mortality rates are 20 to 30%. We're all going to die. And so they're going to force pandemic. The pandemics are coming. They're going to force lockdowns, shutdowns, curfews, forced vaccinations, all this stuff. Well, the economy can't handle it this time. We already spent our whole wad last time just surviving. And now they're going to bring it on us again during an election time when they're going to make every promise.
And again, the globalists
knew
exactly what they were doing. Let's explain why they want to collapse things. When we come back and hit a few final stories, Dr. Kirk Elliott, stay with us. Limited edition, exclusive, InfoWars proprietary, 24 karat, 0.999, pure gold collectible is now available. In this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art, this is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.